The Mamas on Magic.
Good morning, I'm Gwen.
And I'm Shannon.
And this week we've been talking about things moms should stop doing or saying. And today's topic is about one little word, stupid.
Yes, say you're watching TV in the living room and your kid's building a tower nearby with some blocks. Suddenly the tower topples over and he immediately yells, "I'm so stupid." Or your teenager forgets her homework one afternoon and she says, "I'm so stupid." Don't you immediately cringe and wish they would cut themselves some slack? It wasn't a big deal, certainly not anything worth tearing themselves down about.
But where did they learn to say it? Chances are they heard it from you when you did something like you drove past your exit or you left something at home and had to turn around and get it.
Yes, this is a reminder that the gentle, forgiving thoughts we have toward our kids need to be extended to us as well. We need to cut ourselves some slack.
That's right. So to sum it up, moms should stop saying "I'm stupid" because everyone makes mistakes. The end.
So how do you stop saying something that's a habit? Experts say you have to replace the old habit with something positive. For example, you might say something in place of the stupid word. One of our favorite online coaches says when something unexpected happens in his life, he yells, "Plot twist!"
Yes, Michael Hyatt, I love that. And I think it's hilarious, and it reminds us that everyone's life is full of little misadventures, and it's not such a huge deal.
So the next time you leave your purse on top of your car and drive away, don't say the S word. Just announce, "Plot twist!" and turn around and get it.
That's right. Thanks for listening today, everyone. We hope you have a fabulous Thursday.